All right, here we are in the After Dark segment. There's oh yeah. I completely forgot about the theme music. Yes?
Didn't we have a song?
I don't have it, Bill.
Oh, you don't have it yet?
Ready.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Sorry, I do. I just don't have it built yet. I've got time this week.
No, you're fine.
You're okay, man. Yeah, we're good.
I was just asking.
It's okay. You know, it's something maybe we need to see a doctor about, but it's not anything you need to apologize for.
Whoa.
After dark.
I know it is. You're
shot
fine.
Shot in the butt. Fix that right up.
Is that how it works? Okay. Anyway. All right. So we're going to be doing just one call-in segment. If you want to read in the After Dark, you got to call in now. We're not doing more than one. Just one segment here. So 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. Mm. World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. All right, and we're back here. JT, great choice.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The great Ilvis. You know, they were known, they were really well known for What Does the Fox Say?
Right.
Which is probably their most moronic song as a joke. It's meant to be.
Yes.
But if you guys get a chance, it's basically Ilvis just with a Y instead of an E.
Yep.
And they are hilarious.
They are.
And
they
super really talented. Are. Really,
yes.
Really good.
The talent is.
Yeah, right? I mean,
yeah.
They are. But at any rate, here we are.
She's just, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Here we are. This is After Dark. We've got.
Oh, God. Okay. Wait a minute. Every time you say that, is that going to happen?
I don't know if it happens when you say it, though.
I haven't said it.
You want to try?
No.
You want to see what happened?
Uh-uh.
I have a feeling it's only if I say it.
You can give it a try.
No,
it's okay.
Because I don't know what finger your fingers on.
And
Christine's tired. She's been up since like 4.
Christine's going super After Dark over here. All right, so let's just get ready to the calls because this is going to be never
get
ending.
Really silly. Yeah, okay,
we're already getting super silly. Let's go now to Cleveland, Ohio for Mama.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, how's it going?
Yeah, he tried to clean that one up, but that
that song was that song's ridiculous. Yes, we know.
What was ridiculous? You didn't want to own it. You wanted to try to play innocent. Okay, here we go. This is the worst. This is the word, madam. This is probably, I'm doing it because Christine didn't get to hear it. You've heard it like twice already. And it goes like this. I am the word, madam. Playing with words erotically, you must really listen to me to get the deepest meaning metaphorically. See, words work for me like ladies of the night. They bring me what I ask for. My words are money divas, like the oldest profession in the world. Words teasing you, suggesting to your core what, when, and how you want it. Prostituting pronouns, working for me, hustling for me. You feel. You feel what I leave you with, because I am the word, madam. Pimping, macking, slapping these phrases is what I do. Smacking old metaphors around, and I give the young, new words some bling to compete with the colloquialism and their hooks. High-class hookers in my stable, bringing experience to the table. Old working girls are likened to an oxymoron. Oh, it hurts so good. Intellectual women with intuition, broads with brass balls, talking back, giving men a hard time. Pun intended. brutal subordination. Watch how they handle it. You feel what they leave you with. See, old broads are like vocabulary queens, empresses of sentences, patronizing the patrons with promises. Expressionists turning tricks into patronizing future appointments with ballots for monetary exchange. My spit is like past participles dangling, sliding down poles. A pregnant pause. Waiting for a lap dance, and then he made it rain. The ending was a proposition, wrongly being accused as a preposition. Phone sex, a date just listens to talk sex. Sex talk. She makes him think it's all his idea for what he wants done to him. Tricks of the respected trade, like sexy soliloquies and silk panties draped in fur boas and high heels. He has heard her. He's never laid eyes on her, but my poetry will lie to you and make you pay for the privilege. My poetry will blow smoke up your derriere and tell you how to receive the message. Lull you to sleep with a lullaby. She, the master of making up alibis, makes manipulation look like miracles. And my words only do what I tell them to do. All because I cannot afford to leave wanton adverbs such as lasciviously and salacious running around naked in my poems. At least not for free. Word, madam. I'm old day G, around queen. In the building. Booyah.
Woo! Mama's getting it.
Lovely mama. Thank you. I remember that one very well.
I know. That's why I said I just did it for Christine. I guess you never heard it. I did it
for you twice already. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know. We like it. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you, Mama. We appreciate you as always, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Good night. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Whew. Man. The lady stacked it and
picked it up.
Yeah.
Threw it down.
Oh, she more than mic dropped it.
She picked it up, smacked it, threw it back down, kicked it up, punted it, bounced off the ceiling, came back down.
Nothing but net.
Broke it in half. She glued it back together and smashed it again.
The hell is wrong with you?
I just do stuff to make your husband laugh. There's a whole lot of that goes on this show that is just literally me just.
Just to me.
Benevolently trolling JT.
It's awesome. I just sit here and going, if there were cameras, and thankfully there aren't.
No, that would be bad.
But, yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Very true.
All right. Now batting.
Now, we're going to Alabama. I was going to say something, but I've lost it.
You lost it? Okay.
Hey, Stan, welcome back.
Damn, Michael, when it comes to foreplay, do you not have medical insurance to be around you?
Apparently so. That's what I've been told anyway.
Wow, mama. Boy, she spanked that and said, now tell me who's your mama.
This is why we do this once a month. So Stan, what do you got for us in the After Dark?
Well, for the After Dark, believe it or not, I'm actually bringing back a poetic form of the month that I did called Touched.
Nice.
It's a cascade. With, you know me, there has to be a little difference in it. So I did it in four line instead of a terset. And after the first stanza, even though you're not needed to rhyme a cascade, the second through fifth stanzas are rhyming. There's more to touching beyond lustful grasp. Sounds that touch set up a passionate mood. Even through fragrance, desires stirred and found. Romance, still and always, the greatest foreplay. Feel of silk or flower's petal, senses erotic. Or warmth of bodies or breath, brain desired gasp. Even colors and light leave no senses untouched. There is more to touching beyond lustful grasp. Music can soothe or arouse the inner beast. Sweet smoky voice and rhythm, lover's prelude. An undulating tempo felt in ear and ardor's gore. Sounds that touch set up a passionate mood. Scent of perfume, flowers, or certain candles. Olfactory ignites as aroma's touch surrounds. Our own sexual musk brings fire to our need. Even through fragrance, desire stirred and found. With whispered words, heated hearts are also touched. All touched, bodies and minds, every sensual way. Sexual courtship at its finest brings lovers in union. Romance, still and always, the greatest foreplay. And peace.
Very, very nice. The greatest foreplay.
We're just both looking at Michael like, yes.
And what are you going to add to this, my friend?
I think he was looking at us for an answer.
I was like... What is that?
Romance still and always the greatest foreplay. I believe that firmly.
You know what? I think you're 100%.
Maybe
right.
Firmly may not be the word I'm looking for. But
well, hopefully. You know, hopefully.
It's after dark.
There you go. I like that. At my age, that works.
Hey, Stan, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And thank you. And I will be more than happy to be back here next week and have just as much fun and enjoyment.
Fantastic. We're looking forward
to the next.
Thank you, sir. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. All right. Now, oh, we have someone. Oh, I'm happy you called. Okay. So we're going to go to California. We're going to visit with Don. Hello, Don. How are you, sir?
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
I'm a little bit sick still, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Thank you.
Of course.
I hope I can get through this poem because I sent a copy of it in case you would be able to read it instead of me.
Oh, okay.
But I will try. This one is entitled Auto Wash in memory of Richard I. Mojiata. I squirt the bottom of the pail with liquid soap, then water fill quite full until the top flows over in a dam of froth. I hear each bubble burst and hand shroud my ears in uselessness, trying not to hear each explosive sphere I fear has been improperly punctured. The auto wash occurs once a year in the Finnish Halls parking lot on Chestnut Street. And the seniors applaud their teens as members, handing over the green keys of their cars to them. First rubs, and then suds, and finally, at the station of the auto, prickles a rinse to be followed by the squeegee and the dryer shaman. Finally, attention transports to the inside, in which upholstery's damped, ragged down, and a saint vacuums both mats and carpet. Richard Imo Hiata drives the car out. Well done. End poem.
Beautifully done, Don. Thank you.
Thank you. I am going to start to cough.
Sure.
So thank you. And bye-bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
And that was Don Hagelberg calling from California. Happy to hear him be able to make it. That's one thing that I've noticed that starts happening with the After Dark is that actually a lot of the content starts to the subject's different, but it we're actually the ones making it more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than everybody else, but sometimes it'll be just a great little overflow section for people who are coming along a little bit later who still wanted to read something.
Yes.
I'm really glad he could get in.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so now we're going to go to our last caller in the segment. It's Mary in Arizona.
Than everybody else, but sometimes it'll be just a great little overflow section.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. That little lag time. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Can't do anything about it.
We get it. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm finally catching a picture of myself in the mirror going, how come no one told me my butt was that big, you know, when I get to hear.
Oh, I hate when I hear my voice. Boy, oh boy, do I want to shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't. I just don't listen. Anyway, we're going to do this cute little music and then this cute little poem. It's called The Meadow Again by Daniel James Burt. Moon hangs, almost full. Pieces of cloud scatter, glide in soft summer breeze. We lay in our meadow, listening to the sound of night, her head nestled on my arm. Night air made for kissing, dances upon our skin, chilling wherever we stand. She stirs, quietly calls my name, hangs on summer eve, floats out about our meadow. She sighs, moves closer, snuggling in once again, her breath stirs, awakens, hands join, gentle caress, exploration, shared and renewed. Oh, so smooth and lovely. We turn, lips meeting, slow, soft, delicate, building quickly the demand, crying out beginning and end, collapsing, breathing ragged. Moon hangs, slightly fuller. And boom.
Mary,
wasn't that cute?
My God, you made me feel like I was in a bubble bath I didn't make myself. What the hell is this?
If you wet yourself or if you have a little dampness, just it's all normal. It's just normal.
It's not normal for me. Not normal.
Especially if it's bubbling.
You're so manly.
How did
You're
I get so this manly. Bubble bath? Why are there so many rubber ducks here? Whose house am I in?
Get those bubbles out of here.
No one.
Those goddamn bubbles out of here.
See, I feel like this. Now we're starting to approach kind of a yeah.
The true After Dark message, yeah.
Yeah, this is Gonzo free flowing flow of consciousness, stream of consciousness.
I think it's good. What is wrong with that? There's absolutely nothing wrong.
You know, that's true. That's true. There's nothing wrong. It's all working out. It's all working out.
The whole venue's good. On to the next. I like After Dark almost as much as the whole damn thing.
Well, good.
Have
I'm glad.
Have a good week, you guys.
Hey, you as well. Thank you so much, Mary. We love you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona, rounding out this little segment we like to call...
Not squaring out?
No, not squaring out. Rounding out. We like to call this After Dark. Yep. Okay.
Yep, I'm stealing the board.
All right, JT, we might not have these things next time we do a show. Just throw that out there.
I'll see what I can do to make something else work.
Make it work. Maybe you can convince her to, you know, leave it alone or something.
Maybe we shouldn't discuss this while she's still listening.
I was going to say.
Or on the air.
That's right.
I realize I'm listening.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
We should add that in the beginning of the theme. Be like, I'd say like, you know, when I say the title of the segment.
Yeah.
Then we just have her say, Lord have mercy, then it starts.
Ooh.
See? We could do that. Christine's just not amused. All right.
We are not amused.
Not amused. Thank you, everyone. We really appreciate it for After Dark as well, but for the main show as well. We always just appreciate your company, your time, and your work, and your friendship, most of all. So, once again, for myself, from JT, from Christine, from Ursa the Studio Dog, from Novia the Studio Cat, thank you. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next time. And until then, keep writing.